الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق وأحسن الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد عباد الله أيها المسلمون علينا جميعا بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى فإن التقوى سبيل النجاة وسبيل الفلاح في الدنيا والآخرة. O Muslims, it is incumbent upon us all to fulfill the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting and adhering to His commands, acting upon them, adhering to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the way and the path of the best of this ummah. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-sahabatul kiram, the noble companions. Indeed, taqwa bring nothing but good in this life. And yet, it makes those who are muttaqoon to be amongst the successful ones in this life and in the hereafter, ibadallah. Ayyuhal muslimun, fa'inna min mahasin al-akhlaqi wa tayyib as-sajaya, uluwul himmah. Today, we remind you and a reminder for myself about a very important matter, which is one of the great characteristics and a great ethics and a good manners that every Muslim should adorn themselves with. But unfortunately, as you're going to hear, we can all put ourselves to the test and we see how far do we adorn ourselves with this characteristic. We're talking about uluwul himmah, to have high ambitions, lofty ambitions, to set your sight high, to aim high, to have high goals. فَكَبِيرُ الْهِمَّةِ مَنْ يَتَحَرَّ الْفَضَائِلِ لَا لِتَرْوَةٍ وَلَا اسْتِعْلَاءٍ عَلَى الْبَرِيَّةِ بَلْ يَتَحَرَّ مَصَالِحَ الْعِبَادِ شَاكِرًا نعم الله طالبا بها مرضاته غير مكترث بقلة مصاحبيه فإنه إذا عظم المطلوب قل المساعد وطرق العلياء قليلة الإناس كما قيل. نعم, the one who set his sight high, the one who in front of his eyes there is a prize, the best prize, the one whose goals are high, this person seek always that which is beneficial and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do that which is beneficial for him, for his family, for his community, and for the Muslims in general. He's not doing these things for money, for fame. No. Rather, he put the benefit of the Muslims community first. Doing all of this and putting efforts, showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favors, seeking with his efforts and whatever work he gets involved with, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep in mind, if you want to work hard, you want to achieve something, you want to get something done, you're not going to look around. You're not going to put a number of people to help you and to be around you. If you do that, you may never start the job. But rather you say Bismillah, put your trust in Allah, and do that which is pleasing to Allah. Subhanallah. As they say in a proverb, the higher you climb on the mountain, the more you find yourself alone. At the bottom of the mountain you find thousands. Everybody has the same statement, oh, let's make it, let's get up there. As you're climbing and you get harder and harder, and it's hard for you too, and you be thinking about going back, like you see other people dropping off and going back down, but now you have a goal to achieve. There is a prize up there for you, and you don't give up, and you find yourself alone sometimes. قال سفيان بن عيينة رحمه الله اسلكوا سبل الحق ولا تستوحشوا من قلة أهلها. One of the great scholars of the past of the Salaf, Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he says, find the path of the truth and be on it, and don't be discouraged when you find that there's only a few people upon the path of the truth. إن كبير الهمة عباد الله غايته العظمى وهدفه الأسمى جنة الفردوس. نعم, حيث لا نقص ولا كدر ولا تعب ولا نصب ولا هم ولا غم ولا حزن, وإنما هي نور يتلألأ وقصر المشيد ونهر مضطرد وفاكهة نضيجة وزوجة حسناء جميلة وحلل كثيرة في مقام أبدي. The one who set his sight high, the one who has lofty ambitions, the one who when he aims at anything, he always aims on that which is good, that which is better. What is his goal as a Muslim in this life? What is your ultimate goal? It should be for those, ya ibadallah. Not money, I'm going to make more money. I'm going to make more houses. And I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. Now your goal in this life is to make it not only to the Jannah, but to Jannah al-Firdaus. You got to set your aim high. Your goals high. You want Jannah al-Firdaus. Why you want Jannah al-Firdaus? Subhanallah. You be among the prophets and the righteous and the martyrs and the truthful. In there, you won't grow, subhanallah, old. You don't grow old. You don't get sick. There is no decrease on anything in there. No worries. No distress. No anxiety. Don't have to worry about anything. Rather, you got all the delight that Allah has prepared for the muttaqun, and those who have these lofty ambitions, those who they set their mind on Jannat al-Firdaus, even though they live on earth, but their hearts and minds are attached to Jannat al-Firdaus, where they will enjoy the delight, rivers of wine, unlike this filthy, despicable wine of this dunya, rivers of milk, fresh water, honey, beautiful maiden wives, amongst many other delights that Allah has mentioned to us in the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in details in the Sunnah. And you will dwell in there forever. No death, no removal. Nobody can tell you, Lord, serve you with a notice that you have to leave next month. That's only in this dunya. Once you make it to the Jannah, you're there forever. And may Allah make us from the people of Jannah. Ameen. قال الله تعالى في سورة الكهف إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. Verily those who believe in the oneness of Allah, they were upon Islamic monotheism, and they do righteous deeds, shall have the gardens of Al-Firdaus. Naam, Al-Firdaus, for their entertainment, wherein they shall dwell forever. No desire will they have for removal therefrom. وَقَدْ أَتْلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ الْهِمَمِ الْعَالِيَةِ وَفِي طَلِعَتِهِمْ خَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالرُّسُلُ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في سورة الأحقاف فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised among His servants those who have lofty ambitions, those who have lofty goals, and amongst them the prophets, and especially our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, therefore be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to understand the importance of being patient. Some people, they want everything yesterday. Their way, they can't even wait, because that's one of the negative things you get living in a country like this. Everything is around your house. They got everything around you. Fast food, fast this, fast that. People cannot even wait 3 minutes. Some people lose it. Now you have to be patient. You're upon the haq, insha'Allah ta'ala. Therefore be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as did the messengers of strong will before you. وَقَدْ تَجَلَّتْ هِمَّتُهُمُ الْعَالِيَةِ فِي مُطَابَرَتِهِمْ وَجِهَادِهِمْ وَدَعْوَتِهِمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. نعم. We read this in their stories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about them in the Quran. How they persevere. Their struggle. Their striving to spread the haq to the people. فنبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام قدوتنا فلنصبر على الأذى كما صبر ولنثابر كما ثابر والله مع الصابرين. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an example for us. He's the best example for us. So let us be patient upon harm like he did, like he was. You just want things just like that? Nothing comes for nothing. You gotta go through some struggle. This dunya is nothing but it's a test. Yes, it is a test, this dunya. Allah is gonna test us to see how we're gonna act and react. We be patient as the Prophet ﷺ was patient. We persevere in ibadah and doing good as he did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know that Allah is with those who are patient. He support them and he aid them. And the aqibah is for them. The good end is always for the muttaqoon and for the sabirun. وَقَدْ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِالتَّنَافُسِ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ فَقَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us that we compete one another for good. People compete one another for businesses, for this, for that. But Allah commands us to compete one another to do good, to be upon good. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Race with one another. Compete one another in hastening towards forgiveness from your Lord. That's the real race. This is the real race. We race one another towards forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We race one another towards paradise. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الصَّافَّاتِ لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For the like of this, for this delight from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Jannat al-Firdaus, for the like of this prize, let the workers work. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And for this, let all those strive who wants to strive. That's what you strive for. وَقَدْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَتَعَوَّدُ مِنَ الْعَزِّ وَالْكَسَلِ. Now we're talking about having lofty ambitions. Set your goals high. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from laziness. Being lazy, wandering around, don't know what to do the whole day. علمنا صلى الله عليه وسلم علو الهمة كما عند البخاري من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he taught us to set our goals higher than this dunya, than the goals we have for this life. In Sahih al-Bukhari, on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, فَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فإنه أوسط الجنة وأعلى الجنة وفوقه عرش الرحمن ومنه تتفجر أنهار الجنة. He says, when you ask Allah جنة الفردوس, not just the جنة, ask Allah جنة الفردوس, ask the best, ask جنة الفردوس, as it is the middle of the جنة and the higher part of the جنة. Above it is the عرش of الرحمن, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from it gush forth the rivers of the Jannah. وكما عند مسلم من حديث ربيعة بن كعب قال كنت أبيت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتيته بوضوئه أي بالماء للوضوء وحاجته فقال لي سلني فقلت أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة. الله أكبر. قال أو غير ذلك؟ قلت هو ذاك. قال فأعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. Another hadith, ya ibadallah, in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Rabi'ah ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. He says, I used to spend the night with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One night I brought him his water to make wudu and whatever he needs to prepare himself for the salat. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, ask me what you want. Look at what this companion wants. He said, I want to be with you in the Jannah. Allahu Akbar. He said to him, I want to be with you, O Messenger of Allah, in the Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, anything else you want to ask me? He says, that's it. That's all I want. That's all I want. I want to be with you in the Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, so help me out by making a lot of sujood. Meaning by performing the salat. And the ulama, they said, by, of course, preserving the obligatory prayers and increasing in nawafil and optional. وَقَدْ فَقِهَ سَلَفُنَا الصَّالِحَ عَنِ اللَّهِ أَمْرَهُ وَتَدَبَّرُوا فِي حَقِيقَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَصِيرِهَا فَتَجَافَتْ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنْ مَضَاجِعِهَا وَتَنَاءَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ عَنْ مَطَامِعِهَا فَلَا تَرَاهُمْ إِلَّا صَوَّامِينَ قَوَّامِينَ بَاكِينَ وَالِهِينَ. Now, our Salaf. At first, the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are tabi'een, and atba' al-tabi'een, and the great imams of this deen, since they understood correctly the commands of Allah. And since Allah has given them tawfiq and success to know the reality of this dunya. What is the result to that? They know that this dunya will perish one day. It's not gonna be there for someone or the other. What was the result of this? They get up and pray. They don't spend many hours like we do or some of us, except from those Allah has mercy on them, sleeping. Their hearts was not attached to this dunya. They take from it what they need so that they can make it and they stay upon the path that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find them, when we read their biography, they fast. Not just Ramadan. They fast, subhanAllah, amazingly. They stand in long standing, which some of us were like, can someone really do this? Can someone really stay and be in Rukul for hours, the whole night in sujood? Can someone really write Baqarah and Ali Imran and Nisa and all those in one rak'ah? And all with that, they're doing it with humiliation. They humble themselves to Allah, crying alone, not in front of the people in Taraweeh and the like that. Alone they cry and nobody know, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ حَفَّتْ تَرَاجِمُهُمْ بِأَخْبَارَ زَاخِرَةٍ تَشْهَدُ بِعُلُوِّ عِمَّتِهِمْ. Naam, we read from their biographies. Golden germs that should serve us as a reminder. Should boost us so that we can do what they do, or at least try to be around that which they do. فعن وكيع قال كان الأعمش قريبا من 70 سنة لم تفته التكبيرة الأولى. Here is an example. وكيع رحمه الله, he says, الأعمش, one of the great scholars of the past, he says he was 70 years old, or actually some 70 years he didn't miss the first takbira in salat in the masjid for 70 years. Let's try, me and you try not to miss it for 7 days. قال البخاري رحمه الله ورحل جابر بن عبد الله مسيرة شهر إلى عبد الله بن أنيس في حديث واحد. Here's another example. As the Imam al-Bukhari mentioned in his Sahih, that this companion, a noble companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah, he walked a distance for a month to hear one hadith from Abdullah ibn Unais. One hadith. He walked for 1 month to hear one hadith, and he is a companion, a noble companion. Some of us, we can even drive 5 minutes to come to the class in the masjid, and we have cars, talking about walking. This companion walked for a month. وروي عن الرازي أنه قال أول ما رحلت أقمت 7 سنين ومشيت على قدمي زيادة على 1000 فسخ ثم تركت العدد وخرجت من البحرين إلى مصر ماشية ثم إلى الرملة في لبنان ثم إلى طرسوس في تركيا ول20 سنة. الله أكبر. Another example from our salaf. You think they were just these great imams and we mentioned them for nothing? Look at their himma, their lofty ambitions. Al-Imam al-Razi, the first when he began, he made this move to travel, to seek knowledge. 7 years. What is he doing? Walking on his feet. Over than 1,000 farsakh. Many thousands of miles. He said then he gave up counting. He gave up counting. Then he left Bahrain to Egypt on his feet. I looked it on Google now, and I find it that it's like 1,267 miles. Aynam. From there, on his feet. Not for dunya, for jewelry, for diamonds, for deen, for hadith. Then from Egypt, he walked to Lebanon. Place called Ramla in Lebanon. Then from there, he walked to another place called Tarsus in Turkey. All of this, he was 20 years old. Our 20 years old, where they go? Huh? Let us be parents, say our 20 years old, where they be going? On their feet. If they go on their feet. Have they come to the class of Tawheed? Have they been coming in the class of Aqidah? Do we see them in the first row? In every Salat? And of course, in the times when they have the free time. If they have to go to school or other things, that's something else, inshallah. وقال أبو زرعة كان أحمد بن حنبل يحفظ 1,000 حديث. Abu Zur'a said that Imam Ahmad used to memorize 1,000 hadith. Multiply 1,000 by another 1,000. He memorized them. Abu Zur'a himself, he says, حفظت 200,000 حديث كما يحفظ الإنسان قل هو الله أحد. Abu Zur'a, look at the himma, ya ibadallah, we're talking about having some goals. What do you want to achieve for yourself in this life? Abu Zur'a said he memorized 200,000. This is not a mistake. 200,000 hadith, the same way one of you memorized قل هو الله أحد. الله أكبر. وخامل الهمة كلما أراد أن يسمو إلى المعالي ختم الشيطان على قلبه لا تقم لا تصم لا تتصدق لا تحج لا تعتمر لا تعفو عن الجاهلين لا تصبر. أي نعم. But the one who is lazy sets for himself no goals. He doesn't look at the prize in front of his eyes. This person, he doesn't see these things. People are competing one another for good. Holding firm to the path. He don't care, like nothing matter to him. And whenever he wants, why is this? Because the shaitan has put a seal on his heart, telling him, don't pray, man. It's okay, you're still young. Why you want to pray? You're only 17. Don't pray. When you be 50, you can pray. Don't fast. Why fast Monday, Thursday? Why give sadaqah? Don't give sadaqah. He has money to make hajj. He's been to Cancun. He's been everywhere. Paris, I don't know where. But he went to all the safaris in Africa. But he never went to hajj. He never crossed his mind to make hajj. And when he's reminded to make hajj, hajj now, I'm still young. No hajj. He has no himmah. He has to check his goals. جاهد نفسك أيها المسلم أيها المسلمة اصبروا أنتم على الحق إن شاء الله ولا تستعجلوا النتائج. But to be upon this path of the Salaf, we have to persevere, we have to strive, we have to give up something, we have to sacrifice. You are upon the حق يا أخي. You are upon the حق يا أختي. We are upon Islam. Let us do some work. Wallahi, we will see the result in this life and in the hereafter. But don't be from those who want it now. Instant gratification. Instant gratification. They just want everything. No patience. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. أما بعد، عبد الله، تريد الجنة؟ تريد الفوز بالجنة؟ تريد النجاة من النار؟ فاسلك سبلها. تريد النجاة ولم تسلك سبلها فإن السفينة لا تجري على اليبس. You want to be in the Jannah. You want to be in the Jannah al-Firdaus. You want to be saved from the humiliating punishments and the torments of the hellfire. Follow the means that lead to the Jannah. And stay away from any means that leads to destruction, to your ruin and destruction. Now you want to be saved, but you're not following the means. Keep in mind that the ship does not run on sand. Needs some water for it. Likewise, we're going to mention briefly, inshaAllah ta'ala, what is some of the means that will help us to achieve what we're talking about, so that we can have a goal, and so that we can keep up looking at that goal. Al-ilm wal-basira. Naam, that's what's going to help us. Knowledge. The more you have knowledge, لأن العلم يرفع صاحبه عن الدنايا ويلزمه معالي الأمور. Because knowledge take you higher. نعم. Even your nafs, the shaitan, other people try to pull you down. Knowledge elevates you upon that which is pleasing to Allah. ومنها كثرة ذكر الموت لأنه يدفع إلى العمل الصالح إلى الآخرة والتجافي عن دار الغرور ومحاسبة النفس وتجديد التوبة. Likewise, you want the Jannah? Remember death. Talk about it. Read about it. Mention it all of your life. Why? Because whenever you know you're going to die, and you believe when you die you're going to face your deeds, you're going to stand in front of Allah, they're going to push you to the righteous deeds. They're going to push you to be connected to the Akhirah. They're going to push you to do good deeds. And that will tell you the reality of this dunya. No matter how much you gather, you will take nothing from you to your grave. The only thing go with you in the grave, Ya Abdullah wa Ya Amatullah, is your deed, good or bad. This will enable you to repent and to know the reality of this dunya. ومنها صحبة أولي الهمم العالية ومطلاعة أخبارهم. Likewise, from it, find those who have their goals. Those who they make their goals, the Akhirah, not the dunya. They take from the dunya what's enough for them to continue on this long journey towards the hereafter. Find them. Be with them. They're your friends. They're your people, like we say in our terms. Doesn't matter their colors. Doesn't matter their countries, their nationalities. You may not eat their food. You don't speak their dialect. But they have the goal. What do you share with them? You share the same goal. Do you want to make it to the Jannah? ومنها الاهتمام والعناية بتربية الأبناء على معالي الأمور ومحاسن الأخلاق منذ العومة أظافرهم. نعم. This is for us. But now let us focus on the youth, on the little ones. Let us implant in them These principles we're talking about. Son, we were not created for this dunya. Daughter, we're created for the hereafter, for the Jannah. The Jannah is way better than this dunya. Don't let this dunya fool you, son. So they can grow up on this. يقول الشافعي كنت يتيما في حجر أمي فدفعتني إلى الكتاب. الشافعي says I was an orphan. My mother was taking care of me when I was a little. She put me in a masjid to learn Quran. سفيان الثوري يقول تقول له أمه يا ابني اطلب العلم وأنا أكفيك بمغزلي. سفيان الثوري, one of the great أئمة of the Salaf from أتباع التابعين, he says his mother said to him, son, when he was very young, go seek knowledge. I take care of you. I work for you, son. Just go and take care of that. The knowledge. والأوزاعي نشأ يتيما في حجر أمه وتنقلت به من بلد إلى بلد حتى استفتي وله 13 سنة. الإمام الأوزاعي, likewise, he was an orphan. His mother took care of him. But she took him from a place to another place for seeking knowledge. She take him with this alim to learn from. Then she go to another alim to learn from. He was asked to give fatwa when he was 13 years old. فَأَيْنَ شَبَابُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ. Now where is our youth? From this youth, where are they? قَدْ صَرِفُوا عَنِ الْمَعَالِي وَغُيِّبُوا عَنِ الْفَضَائِلِ وَأُبْعِدُوا عَنْ كَرِيمِ الشَّمَائِلِ وَرَدُوا بِسُبُلِ الرَّذَائِلِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. Where is our youth these days? Among the Muslims in this Muslim Ummah, they were kept away from these paths. They were kept away from these beautiful examples we read. These examples, they become like entertainment for some of us, instead to be a reality that we have to apply in our lives. Our children, our youth, they are away from any path that leads to the pleasure of Allah. And they were pleased with filthy ways. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. Except from those that Allah's mercy was upon them. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ أَحَدَهُمْ عَنْ مُنَاهِ تَمَنَّى أَنْ يَكُونَ مُغَنِّيًا مَوْهُوبًا أَوْ رَاقِصًا مَعْرُوفًا أَوْ سَائِحًا فِي بِلَادِ الْكُفْرِ مَفْتُونًا أَوْ لَاعِبًا مَشْهُورًا وَإِذَا ارْتَفَعَتْ هِمَّتُهُ فَإِلَى جَمْعِ الطَّوَابِعِ أَوْ أَلْعَابِ الْحَاسِبِ الْآلِيِّ. Now, if you ask our youth, and many of them, you ask them, what is your goal? What do you want to be when you grow up? And keep in mind, he's already grown up. And you ask him, what do you want to do 5 years from now? What do you want to be? What is your goal? What's your aim? What do you want to be? A famous singer, I know, pop singer, a dancer. Those who are in the Muslim land, they will love to be in a kufr land. They will love. As we make trips to Hajj, and we meet some of the Muslims, they were telling the brothers, how can I do to give you my passport and give me yours? Ya'udhu billah. Or some of them, you ask them, what is your goal, ya akhi? Muslim, what is your goal? He wants to be a famous ball player, soccer player, baseball player. That's their goal. And from those who really, really, mashallah, they're not in this category, they're better. They're like, look, man, my goal is to be good in those games, like computer games and the like. Ay, subhanallah. أين هؤلاء الشباب من قول سعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنه لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فامض لما أردت فنحن معك فوالذي بعثك بالحق لو استعرضت بنا البحر فخدته لخذناه معك ما تخلف منا رجل واحد وما نكره أن نلقى عدونا غدا إنا لصبر في الحرب صدق عند اللقاء لعل الله يريك ما تقر به عينك فسر على بركة الله. Where is our youth from this young companion? سعد بن معاذ رضي الله عنه, from the Ansar, who said to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, now you're with us. Go forth to that which Allah sent you. By Allah who sent you with the truth. If you want to take us to the ocean, we will follow you on that. No one, not even one of us, will stay behind. We will meet your enemies. We will be patient upon that. And we ask that Allah allow you to see from us that which will bring you nothing but the comfort of your eyes. Do our children come to us, parents, and say, son, father, keep being upon the haq. Don't worry about the furniture. And we don't want you to get another job. These furnitures we have is enough. Alhamdulillah, this place is enough for us. We don't want a bigger house. We don't want a brand new car. Alhamdulillah, be upon the haq, father. Continue to be upon the way of the salaf. Continue to be upon the sunnah. Continue to be upon the truth. We're with you. Doesn't matter. Whatever you eat, we eat. Whatever you lay on, we lay on. Or is it the other way? Father, man, why you bring us to this life? A'udhu billah. Statements of cover. It's your fault, father, man. If you can't take care of us, why you get married, father? These statements. Nas'alullah as-salam wal-afiyah. Hakada shababul islam. Hal nahnu fi waqti al-la'b? Wal-lahwi wal-talab? Are we really in a time that we should be spending our time in amusement, in entertainment? حال الأمة اليوم في وضع مزري يتخطفها الأعداء تتلقى الطعنات تلو الطعنات. Look at the Muslims now. In many places, in many countries, they've been divided by the enemies of Islam, receiving stabbing after stabbing. Look what's going on in all these Muslim countries these days. Still, instead to wake up from this bad dream and say, look man, what is the problem? Why are we weak? Why are we above? We're almost 2 billion Muslims, but we're so weak. Why? Let us find the problems and correct them. Now they still want to be like LeBron James. Still want to spend time in some coffee, cheering for Barca and Real. Now they want the Nasr, they want victory. The victory is in holding to the book of Allah, to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلْنَسْعَدْ كَمَا سَعِدَ أُولَئِكَ. We want to be happy, we want to be victorious, we want to be on the top. Let us do it the way that those who were happy and on the top, they did it. The Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim. اللهم ارزقنا العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم أصلح زوجاتنا وأبنائنا وبناتنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتى المسلمين ويسر على معسرنا ورد غائبنا سالما غانما. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.